There's a very, very well-known sefer that I want to talk about today a little bit. That's sefer Nesiva Shalom. Nesiva Shalom was written by his son of Merebi. It was written by him. He was an amazingly intriguing figure. He was both a Rosh Yeshiva as well as a Hasidic Rebbe. We now have, as I think Hillel quoted earlier this year, was it you? Yeah, we now have the son of Merebi's Shiurim also on Shas in a couple of volumes. He gave a Chavura on Thursday in son of Merebi on Kim Levi Rabamine. Very, very wonderful Torah that he has. I want to do that in Nesiva Shalom because I think it's very important to understand the contribution of the Sefer and what he does and why I think it has the popularity that it has. Let me begin by saying as follows. Noam Elimelech writes in Parshas Noach that every generation has a particular mitzvah associated with that generation in particular. So generation, Rabbi Elimelech writes in Noam Elimelech that the mitzvah of that generation was the mitzvah of tzitzis. So writes in Noam Elimelech. There are various tzaddikim that have, in their generation, attempted to identify what exactly is the mitzvah most significant and most important for that generation to fulfill. If memory serves me correctly, in the beginning of the Sefer, Nesif HaChinuch of Nesif HaShalom, he understands, the title of the Sefer gives it away, that mitzvah is the mitzvah of Chinuch. That part of what he understood was following the Holocaust, when so much of the Olam HaTorah was decimated, that one of the primary goals of the generation afterwards was really to rebuild. Rav Aaron Cutler obviously understood that also, albeit he didn't speak in terms of the Noam Elimelech per se, but that the mitzvah of spreading Torah, the mitzvah of being mechanech, is a mitzvah which is of paramount importance, in particular after the war. The Noam Elimelech wrote a sefer. The sefer we are most familiar with the five volumes on Chumash. There are also these two volumes, Chalakim Aleph and Beis, a bit on the Moedim and Yoni Avodas Hashem. There are Kuntresim that are out on Pirkei Avos, Shovavim, etc. It is a massively popular sefer. It is a popular sefer Akeh Dekach, as some have noted. It's a kind of sefer which Hasidim learn. It's a sefer which people who are in the more modern world, people that are more yeshivish, people that are oddly enough in outside of Orthodox Jewry. It's a classic Hasidic text studied in certain non-Orthodox rabbinical schools and universities. It's a sefer which has had enormous impact. Why has it had so much impact, and why is it so popular, even in our base measure? So I think I see it a little bit less nowadays than maybe a couple of years ago. Why is it such a popular sefer? For a couple of reasons. Reason number one is that often we are looking for a sefer that is written in Hebrew, but Hebrew which is a little bit more accessible. The kind of Hebrew I have to look up some words, but I can also make my way through a lot of it. It is often hard to find Sfarim like that, because a lot of the Sfarim, they're written in Hebrew. Sometimes, especially depending on who you're reading, they're written in a very challenging Hebrew. The Hebrew of Rav Kook, there's a sefer put out by Rav Kellner of a separate dictionary to understand the unique words of Rav Kook. The Chazon Ish is a very challenging Hebrew. I think Rav Avidan Zichron Levracha used to say, we would often say about the Chazon Ish, Chazon Ish worked hard to write like a Rishon. And therefore, the same way that reading a Melchamos or a Balamor or a Rashba is a little bit challenging, so reading a Chazon Ish can also be a little... He also had a very beautiful language. What makes Nesiva Shalom somewhat unique is it's a combination, in a certain sense, of almost like elements of modern Hebrew with Lishna Dirabanan, with certain basic Hasidic concepts. But it's a sefer which a person on their own could learn. It's also not a short sort of a vort. It's a little bit of a longer kind of a mahalach, but a mahalach which a person can sort of go through with nice and relevant ideas. There's something else intriguing about the sefer Nesiva Shalom. If you're going to identify something similar about Rosh Fisher, I mean it in a different way in the context of the Siva Shalom, but it's something which I think is intriguing. Rabbi Yitzhak Adlerstein from Los Angeles, now I think Yerushalayim, a very, very special person. Rabbi Adlerstein has put out some work on the Siva Shalom, where he claims that part of what makes the Siva Shalom so unique is that he basically took a Musar Sefer and he took the world of Musar and brought it to Torah Sechassidus. That elements of Nesiva Shalom are very much focused also on practical avoda. They're very much focused on ideas that are going to resonate, and ideas that are relevant, and ideas that can impact the quality and nature of your avodas Hashem. I didn't get a chance to look it up, but I believe that there are those who claim that maybe the opposite is true. What he really did was take Torah Sechassidus and make it Musar, which is the ability to, he's rooted in Torah Sechassidus in many ways, but he's able to bring that in a certain sense towards that world of Musar. It's also popular, aside from the fact that it seems to be relevant and it is more accessible. It's also a sefer that there is a quest or a thirst in certain worlds to enter into that olam of Torah Sechassidus, that one of the things which is somewhat unique about this particular
Torah is, it's not a bad entrance point into Torah Chassidus, because it's words that, it's introducing certain concepts, it's speaking about certain fundamentals of Torah Chassidus, ideas about Dveikus, ideas about Kedusha, and it's doing so in very unique ways, in many ways, uniquely Slonim ways, but at the same time, it is a form of Torah, which is, I think, which opens up world as far as Torah Chassidus. In that sense, the Nesiva Shalom is very, very well known. I think there's something else also, and I want to sort of quote a piece for you from Chelek Aleph and in this Yisori HaTorah Maimer Aleph from the way beginning, where you see elements of the Nesiva Shalom combining who he was and why I think the Torah sort of resonates. He's speaking about Emuna, and he begins by referencing a Machlokas HaRishonim that many of us may be familiar with. It's based on a pasuk in Parshas Yisro, Anokhi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, that there is a Machlokas HaRishonim. There's a Machlokas HaRishonim whether Emuna should be counted as a mitzvah. The Bahag, very famously, does not count Emuna as a mitzvah. The Rambam in Mitzvah Aleph does count Emuna as a mitzvah. The Ramban explains what's shot in the Bahag. Why would you not count Emuna as a mitzvah? The Ramban has an idea, which many Rishonim and Achronim have, to explain other phenomenons, which is that the reason why it's on a mitzvah is because it's the basis for everything. Having it be a mitzvah sounds like it's an independent mitzvah, the way other mitzvahs are independent mitzvahs. Emunah is not so. Emunah is a prerequisite for everything. It's almost too valuable. It is too fundamental to be counted as a mitzvah. Therefore, it has to serve as a prerequisite. It can't be counted. Wonders in the Siva Shalom, so what's Pshat and Shitas HaRambam? What's Pshat in the Rambam Shita? Now, that setup already is a setup of a Rosh Hashiva. That setup is a setup of analyzing a Machlokas HaRishonim. If he's speaking about Emunah, even. So, of course, he's speaking about Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, Kunibud Rabbi Minei Shav Venashe, Svek Sveika. So, that the setup is like a Rosh Hashiva. But even here, talking about Emunah in a piece of Hasidus, so that's part of it also as far as the setup. What's intriguing is that the answer which he happens to give and the Mahala which he happens to have is a combination of Rosh Hashiva Lamdin, practical insight, and Torah Chassidus. Suggests the Nesiva Shalom as follows. Perhaps one could suggest like this. In a certain sense, Emuna, he suggests the Rambam in a very sort of classic Chassidic way. That fundamentally a person has to have Emuna, and that Emuna can just be an Emuna which a person feels, a person knows, even if they're not necessarily based on philosophical arguments. Nevertheless, says the Tziva Shalom, there are additional elements to Emuna. Emuna at its core, Kavanas HaMusag Yediyah, the Rambam at times when he speaks about Emuna, uses the term Yediyah in the beginning of Mishnah Torah, and perhaps, depending on your translation of the Arabic, also in Sefer HaMitzvos. And after that, what does Yediyah mean? Yediyah does not mean philosophical knowledge, suggests the Tziva Shalom. Yediyah means that a person should be Kokach Burura, Ubehira Bebchinas Yediyah. Emunah should be so clear. Emunah should be so clear and so fundamental, should be so obvious, so real, that's what Emunah is supposed to be. A person should know it, like they know there's a phone here, I should know the Ribono Shalom is in my life. Why is it a mitzvah? Isn't it so fundamental? So here he has a chiddush, which is intriguing. The mitzvah of Emunah suggests in the Nesiva Shalom, he does it in a uniquely kind of chassidic way, but it's a very beautiful and very powerful idea. It's based on a medrash, actually, in this week's parsha and parsha b'shalach, by meaning of Hashem of Moshe Avdo, that there's an Emunah in the Ribono Shel Olam and an Emunah in Moshe Rabbeinu, and based on that, in the medrash there, he suggests the following idea. The real mitzvah of Emunah, in many ways, is less result-oriented. In that sense, if a person would have Emunah as the Emunah Tivis, a natural Emunah, but they never work or develop that, so says Nesiva Shalom, they haven't been mekayim the mitzvah of Emunah. They have the fundamental prerequisite. The idea of knowing there's a Ribono Shel Olam, that's a prerequisite to all of Torah. The Rambam agrees to the Ramban and the Bahag about that. The Rambam claims the mitzvah of Emunah, that mitzvah of Emunah is a mitzvah to cultivate, to work on, to strengthen a person's Emunah. How does a person work on, cultivate, and strengthen your Emunah? So the Nesiva Shalom suggests one avoda, which is an avoda which is based on a comment, not based on. It relates to a comment the Mishnah Berurah has in the Chol Shabbos, but HaDibor is Poel, Binyanei Kedusha. Says the Nesiva Shalom, or Hamavuar, Harekish Yehudi Oved Im Atzmo Be'inyan Emunah. When you work on your Emunah, what do? V'chozer B'fiv Ani Ma'amin. A person just goes through the process. Sometimes the more you say something, the more that it impacts you. If a person speaks like a Ma'amin, it's Mechazik their Emunah. The person says, I love you to someone, that will strengthen your sense of being in love with someone. The person talks a lot about certain things and how they like it. Aside from it being reflective of where they are, it also is mechazik, their desire and their love for it. He suggests that Pshat and the Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Lamed Aleph. The first question that we're asked, La'achar Meyev Ve'eshem, the Gemara tells us is, Nasata Nasata Ve'emuna. The simple Pshat of that pasuk of that Maimer in the Gemara is, where you know save and know attain in your business, you do so Be'emuna. Were you trustworthy in your business? Were you trustworthy in your business? In the base medrash of Rav Kook, as well as Nesiva Shalom, quoting some of the earlier Sanma Rebbes, that's also a question about emunah. Nasatam nasatam emunah. Not just did you have emunah, but did you do things to try to be mechazik your emunah? And that's the mitzvah for the Rambam. Did you do things to try to be mechazik your emunah? And he suggests, based on a variety of psukim, that one of the best ways a person can strengthen their emunah is by talking like a ma'amin sometimes. By talk like a ma'amin, by saying yugim l'ikarim, by going through and engaging and reminding yourself and talking in a certain way, that can impact the way that a person behaves. The same way, mashal ma'ad davar doma, if a person speaks with a lot of profanity, if a person speaks in a very gross way, it doesn't just reflect where they are, it impacts who they are. That we spoke about here in the Gemara about kol menavel espiv, that nivol peh can impact you also. The same thing is true, lehefeh, zel umazeh asa elokim, the same thing is true in the reverse. That the more that a person comes along and a person is talks about strengthening, being mechazik their emunah, the more a person talks about Ribono Shel Olam, the more a person talks about, I try to identify areas in their life where Hashem played a role, that can be mechazik their emunah also. That's the Anokhi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tesita Me'eretz Mitzrayim. And that's why sometimes doing things to help us get emunah in that kind of a way makes a lot of sense. The goal for him is not philosophical emunah. The goal for him is real clarity of the role of Ribono Shel Olam. Real clarity. Behiras ha'amuna, and the way that a person can develop that, he suggests, because built in inside, we have that. It's a question of speaking about it and being mechazik, that nekud of amuna, which can be very valuable. Be that as it may, the Sefer Nesiv Shalom is a wonderful, wonderful Sefer. Sometimes we reference in the past, when I think in Yerushal, about the Kiddush Shofan Aruch, the phenomenon, that because the Sefer is a little bit easier to understand, at least on Chumash, and because the Sefer is more popular, sometimes we confuse that by thinking that it's not also, he was a real giant from Merebi. His Torah is deep, his Torah is real. We never want to fall prey to the phenomenon of those who, because he's very clear, that means it's not deep. All it means is that he is a very clear writer and a very clear speaker. That's a gift that he had, that he's a wonderful Baal Masbir, able to do it. He could have written the same content in a less clear way. It wouldn't make it any more deep. It would just make it less clear. And it happens to be that there's a certain beauty that he has in terms of being able to do it in this way. It's a wonderful, wonderful set of svarim to be aware of.